Need a little joy? Well, here's a phone message left for us earlier this week from Dallas, Texas.
This is Teresa Amend, and I'm returning your call. You left me a wonderful voicemail on Saturday, and I've had the biggest smile on my face ever since. Thank you so much.
Some of you are familiar with Mrs. Amend's work. It involves a flying tortilla chip, an albino ferret, and a bum-chomping corgi. Teresa Amend wrote of Women and Ferrets, which we posted online last week as a contender in our 3-minute fiction contest. And for much of the week, it was the most recommended story at NPR.org.
Nothing makes me happier than to write a story and hear that it's brought some laughter into somebody's day.
Yesterday, Mr. and Mrs. Amend celebrated their 38th wedding anniversary. Teresa Amend says she gave up boredom the day she met her husband in 1967.
I hope you have just the most wonderful week ever, because I'm having the most wonderful week ever thanks to y'all. So what a blessing it was. I'm so excited.
Well, Mrs. Amend, we are planning to have a wonderful week here. That's because we're all done reading the 3,600 stories listeners submitted during the second round of 3-Minute Fiction. You know, all those stories that began with the line,
"The nurse left work at 5 o'clock.
And we'll be posting new stories throughout the week. Next weekend, if all goes according to plan, our series guy, James Wood, will present our winner. To read and comment on some of the contenders' stories, go to npr.org/3-Minute Fiction. That's 3-Minute Fiction, all spelled out, no spaces.